Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on tonight. We are celebrating a Friday night. Excuse us for the noise. I am out celebrating with my sister, Apostle Alexa Sayer Kaiser. We are at Olive Garden. And I just want to say to you all, thank you all for tuning in. The man of God will be bringing forth the word on tonight. God has released him to release the word in us, to allow us to hear what the word of God has for us, to allow us to be in a place that we need to get ourselves in to receive what God has for us. Because if we have find ourselves in the right place, we know that God will be doing what he needs to do, and we will be doing what we need to do. So with that being said, the man of God said give him a few more minutes. He'll be on and ready. So I just want to talk with you all. I had put on a page that he will be speaking on tonight, and I also had put on there that when God is dropping a word and putting a word in, out there for you to receive, God wants you to be in place to receive what he has for you. Because if you don't want it, he will give it to someone else. But if you've been through all the stuff you've been through, why not make yourself ready to receive what God has for you? And if you're not speaking on tonight, I'm going to ask you to mute your phones so that we can hear what the man of God has for us, that we won't be straining and trying to hear the word that God has put in his spirit, put in his mouth, put in his belly to release. God has given him a word he's going to deliver on tonight. And those of us that is in expectation, we will also be receiving and delivering. So with that being said, get your Bibles, books, pens, papers, and get your spirit in order. Because I tell you, this Friday night, you are welcome to the party of the Lord. The Lord is throwing a house party tonight. So I want you all to be ready to hear what the music, to hear what God has for you. Prophet, are you ready now? Or are you on the line?
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. Yes, ma'am. Just setting that one
okay,
more thing here.
All right. Well, while he's
maybe
waiting,
give us a prayer and a testimony would be great.
Okay. While we're waiting on the man of God, we're going to go into prayer. Father God, I ask you on tonight, God, forgive us of every sin. Forgive us of every sin that we've willingly done. Forgive us of every sin that we don't even know that we've done. God, forgive us for premeditated sins, things we've been pondering on, just holding on to, wondering when, if, and how am I going to get by with this. God, forgive us for not keeping our heart and our mind steadfast on you. Father God, we just ask you to be our Lord and grant us the pleasure of being your people. God, for everything that's going on in this world today, God, we know that we need you, oh Lord. God, have your way in our life. Do what only you can do, God. Keep America on her face and her knees, because in this day and time, America has to go back to the place it was built on, for in God we trust. For in God we trust is where America needs to be. And every person that's living in America, every person all over the world that says they are American, stand on what the foundation of the country you were built on stands for. In God we trust. Not something like a God, not the other God, but in I am, the only living God. In him do we trust. With that being said, I'm going to ask you all to touch and agree with me and just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God's going to have his way on tonight. Be in expectation for what God is doing. If you don't have a heart to serve the Lord, if you don't have a heart to want to be saved, ask God to give you a heart and a desire to want to be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, prophet, let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay, it's in your hands. Have your way.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. I very much appreciate that. We're getting ready for Facebook Live as well. And so I am honored again tonight to be a part of Blog Talk Radio and to share with you what God has shared with me tonight to share this year. And then we've been busy and working. As the Bible says, a man that does not work does not eat. So we have been doing things to make sure that we keep that covenant and we make sure we keep ourselves covered when it comes to the things that we do and how we cover our family financially. And so we're just excited to allow the Lord to have his way in everything that we say and things we do. And we're happy about that. The Lord has blessed us and to be favorable. It's been a season of sowing for us. And so in that, the season of sowing, we anticipate harvest. So not just random sowing, but ordered by the Lord to sow in certain areas under certain circumstances for certain reasons. And we do that not to be seen or not to appear a certain way. But the Bible says that he gives seed to the sower. And that scripture has resonated in my heart for a very long time now, because a lot of us say, well, I don't have, I don't see the financial blessing. But what have you been doing with the seed that God has given you? And sometimes we don't pay attention to that. We're thinking, well, just because I pay my tithes. Yes, you pay your tithes and your offering. But where have you been sowing? Where have you been sowing? And have you sown? And are you consistently sowing? All of those things matter. It's not a magic potion. It's not a magical trick. It is the law of reciprocity, as my dad once said. And so we live and move by that. We give our tithes, we give our offering, but we also sow seed. And we sow seed on purpose. And we do it on purpose because God is the giver of that seed. And so then we honor certain things because God has given us to do so. All right. Real quickly, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 3. While you're getting that, we're going to also pray. Father, we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. Father, not because we are so good, but simply because you are. And so, Father, it is our prayer, it is our desire that whatever we say and that whatever we do, that you get the glory out of our lives, Father. And, Father, I'm praying tonight that we have an ear to hear, a will to obey, Father, and the wisdom to manifest what you will say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight, Father, and we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name, amen. So before we get started, do me a favor this week, next couple of days, next couple of hours, minutes, and so. There's a pastor friend of mine. We call her Pastor Punkin. Pastor Punkin suffered a stroke just as of yesterday, and the doctors are just giving her just a few days and hours to live. And so, because we know God to be a healer, what I'm asking you is that when you pray these next couple of days, hours, and weeks, that you call her name out. If you would do that for me, that would be great. Because God is an awesome healer. He is an awesome God. And so we want to make sure that we pray and we bombard heaven concerning her. She also has young children. She's also a pastor. And we're asking God to do the miraculous on her behalf. Because he can do that, because he's able, because we trust him, and because we lean and depend on him, you know he's more than able to do so. All right? All right, give us a second. We are still working on the Facebook Live. We've got a couple of different things that we're doing tonight. So we're getting those things ready and together so that we can multitask as much as we can. As we are able to get the word out. Today has been a very interesting day. We got off work today and went straight to running and moving around, and I've got a daughter who's getting ready to graduate eighth grade. And so if those of you who have had that experience, any kid graduating, you know, sometimes at this time of year can be extremely busy. Because you got to do this and you got to have that ready. You got to have that ready. You got to have this ready and have all those things together. And so we're getting ready for that, and that's very interesting. And I have learned when my son graduated, things were a little easy because his outfit didn't require as much attention as the girls do. So we have to put a little extra effort into what we do for the girls because they have a certain standard that they like to keep concerning their outfits and their attire and things of that nature. So we try to keep to that. All right? All right. As we're pulling up the Facebook Live, for those of you who prefer to join us via that avenue. And so we're going to go once again to Exodus chapter 3, and we'll start at verse number 10. Exodus chapter 3, verse number 10 is where we'll start at. And we give honor to all whom honors do, all the fivefold ministry, those who also share in Blog Talk on different Mondays and Sundays. We ask you if you are able to on those days to share with them as well. Pastor Troy, Dr. Serena Wright, Evangelist Cecilia, Apostle Select Cecilia Kaiser, Evangelist Renee Wright, and those, I believe, a few other people as well as showing, support them, be out with them, connect with them, log on. They do Facebook Live as well. They do Blog Talk Radio. And so we want to be able to support every single last person and hear from them what the Lord has shared with them in their hearts and minds. Exodus chapter 3, verse number 10. I was waiting on Facebook Live to pull up, guys. It said it's starting the video. It has not started as of yet. So we're going to give that a second to go ahead and start. Exodus chapter 10, verse number 3. Okay, Exodus chapter 3, verse number 10. Says some people are on, but it says it's still starting the live video. I don't know what's taking so long here. Maybe we'll come off of Wi-Fi and see if that helps us at all. Starting the live video. So it started it. Let's try it again. All right. Those of you who are on Blog Talk, if you happen to see Facebook Live and it has started, and it's just not telling me that it started, feel free to let us know so that we can go ahead and continue to do our work. All right. We are excited about this. All right. All right. We're waiting for that to pull up. And as soon as that pulls up, we're going to go ahead and start. We want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to hear the entire word tonight. Oh, man, don't forget to call out Pastor Punkin in your prayers. And, man, we were also praying for Prophet BK, who lost his father just recently. And those of us who have lost parents, we know how that can be and how challenging that can become. And so we continue to lift him up in prayer. That is a difficult thing. It's never an easy thing. No one can particularly tell you how to grieve, and no one can tell you what to do when it concerns your grieving. We can just tell you what the word says, and the word says that we don't mourn as others mourn, meaning we don't allow grief to pull us to a place where we fall out the will of God. And so we want to make sure that we continue to hold fast to the word of God and all that entails. I don't know what's going on with Facebook tonight, but somebody must be mad about whatever it is that we got to share. So we're going to try that a whole different way. How about that? I shall not be defeated. We're going to get this done. Amen. They got me twisted. All right. How about that? That's how we do that. We just go a whole another avenue. That's how we do that. And that way, everybody can be a part. All right, let's start it this way. How about this one? We're going to use, there we go. And we're live on Facebook. All right. All right. There we go. There we go. As my mama would say, one monkey don't stop no show. All right? And we're going to get started with this. Pray again, just to reiterate our prayer. And those who were not able to be a part of it because the camera had not pulled up for us, we're going to go ahead and get started with that. All right? And Father, once again, we just give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Father, we ask, oh God, that you have your way in our lives, everything that we say and everything that we do, every place that we go, Father. Father, once again, we ask you to give us ears to hear and heart to receive and the will to obey and the wisdom to manifest what you will say to us tonight. And the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. We are moving on. We are going. We want to make this happen. Facebook Live is up and pulling. And so we are ready to go. All right? Here we go. All righty. There we go. There we go. All right. All right. As you're coming on Facebook Live, if you would do me a favor, if you would just say hello, let us know that you're on, and God bless you. We're going to go once again to we're going to go to Exodus chapter 3. All righty. Alrighty, there we go. We had a bit of technical difficulties, and so we are back on. We're going to allow things to flow as they should flow. Alright, Sister Wendy, you were on my heart and on my mind this week. I pray that all is well with you, and I pray that the Lord would bless you real good and give you direction in this season as transition begins to happen in your life, that you allow God to direct you and to lead you and guide you. Amen. All right. All right, there we go. We're rolling. We're rolling, y'all. We're rolling. We're rolling. There we go. Okay. Exodus chapter 3, verse number 10 says, "And now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people and the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be their token unto that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon the mount on this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I am come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them that God your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Jehovah the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto generations. Go and gather, verse number 16, and gather elders of Israel together. And said to them, Jehovah of God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, hath appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt, unto the land of Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and to land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, Jehovah, the God of Hebrews, have met with us, and now let us go, we pray thee, 3 days journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Jehovah our God. And I know that the king of Egypt will not give you leave to go, not by a mighty hand. And I will put forth my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst of thereof, and after that he will let you go. Tonight I want to talk about you're going to pull this off. I'm going to say it again. Tonight, you're going to pull this off. The word of the Lord is already blessed. It struck me odd, Tricia, that God tells him to go to Pharaoh. And first of all, he's got to go to the people and to convince the people that God sent him. And sometimes the biggest struggle in our lives is convincing the people who are supposedly the same people that we're with. And so happened, this thing has been marinated on me all day long. Some of you may have saw my Facebook status earlier when I said to keep your promise to yourself. And sometimes we have made promises to ourselves. We have made promises concerning ourselves that we have not kept to. And sometimes we're so busy trying to convince other people of what God said to us. And sometimes trying to convince ourselves of what God said, knowing that we know it. And so then we break promises to ourselves. And the Israelites praying unto God, Lord, deliver us from the land of Egypt. And then here is an opportunity. And then when the opportunity comes, you still doubt the opportunity. And so then God immediately tells him what it is that he's going to do. And God didn't ask him for a resume, didn't ask him about his experience, didn't ask him for any references, anything to that nature. But Moses, being like most of us, immediately says, who am I? As if God didn't know. And it's funny how we're so quick sometimes to remind God of our indiscretions, of our inability, or so quick to remind God of how short we come of what he has destined for us to do. And he's not asking for not asking you for your permission. He's not asking you to qualify yourself. He's asking you to be available. And sometimes we disqualify ourselves to God who qualified us. It's amazing to me, because it's not about who you are. It's about whose you are. It's about whose side are you on. Because the Bible says, if God be for us, he's more than the world against us. And you are thinking about you. This ain't about you. If this was based on your ability to do things, he would have never asked you, would have never involved you, would have never even put this thing in your spirit, would have never giving you the indignation to say, I can do, or I should do, or I ought to do, or somebody ought to do. Understand this, that the very minute when he says, I know the thoughts that I have for you, listen, in other words, God is saying, I didn't just come up with this thought concerning you just today. I didn't trip into this thought. I didn't tell myself, hey, what about Tricia, or what about Veronica, or what about Antoine? I already had this thought about you. I've already had this intention towards you before the foundation of the world. When I was creating the sun, the moon, and the stars, I had you in mind. I knew that you were going to get your heart broken. I knew that you were going to have a problem. I knew that this person was going to do this and that person was going to do that. I knew that already. And so in knowing that already, I had qualified you before your mama knew your daddy, before your grandmama knew your granddaddy. I had already qualified you for such a time. I had already qualified you for the task. I had already set your trials in order. Man, I'm about to mess up already. I had already set your trials up in order to make you ready and to qualify you for what I need you to do. Man, I'm about to get messed up already. I'm about to get loud already. I had already set up the qualifying events that would cause you to be ready and cause you to be able to do what I destined for you to do a long time ago. Matter of fact, I had your trial waiting on you. That's why Job said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait until my chance comes. In other words, all of my orchestrated trials, I'm going to wait until my change comes. God had a trial sitting there waiting on you to get there. She needs more patience. He needs more long-suffering. He needs to know what it means to face the trial of not having a job and still depend on me to pay his bills. You sit there until he learns that lesson. You sit right there until she stops letting people misuse her. You sit right there until she understands how awesome she is.
He had it sitting right there waiting on you. He told him, he said, listen, I hate to jump in front of myself, but I promise you I'm almost done already. He told him, he said, I already know Pharaoh's not going to let you go even by a mighty hand. If I send somebody to beat him down, he's still not going to let you go. If I send a nation greater than he is right now, he's still not going to let you go. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that raises a red flag for me. It raises a question for me. God, why would you send me to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh to let me go, and you know he's not going to do it? What kind of craziness is that? You already know he's ain't finna go. You already know Pharaoh ain't going. Why would you send me there? Why would you send me to that conflict? He sent Moses to conflict that he already knew about. Let me tell you some of y'all something. Some of y'all, you get faced with the word of the Lord, you get faced with the instruction of the Lord, and you meet conflict, and you immediately think because you met conflict that maybe this wasn't God. Because you figure, because God told you to do it and you went and did it, as soon as you did it, you're going to automatically reach success, and whoever that conflict was is going to turn around and give you what you asked for. No, sometimes God sent you right to the conflict on purpose. And guess what? Sometimes that conflict is not about you. Sometimes that conflict is either sometimes about your enemy. Sometimes that conflict is about your future enemy. Oh, man, y'all ain't ready for me tonight. I said, it's about your future enemy. Many times when the Israelites begin to fight going forward, a lot of their enemies had already heard what God had did for them in Egypt, and they were already petrified. They were already nervous. They were already scared. They were already apprehensive about fighting the Israelites because they had already heard what God had did. Listen here, I'm telling you, God is setting up your reputation. Man, I'm talking good to myself. I said, I'm going to say it again. I said, God is setting up your reputation, causing the enemy to be scared of you already. He sent you to that conflict to set up your reputation. He sent you to that conflict to make sure that the next time you have to fight, the devil knows your name. My God, let me keep it moving. Y'all ain't ready for me tonight. Watch this. When the scripture says, if God be for us, be, not before, but if God be, as in his present state, as in his present condition, as in his current status, if God be for us, he is more than the world against us. Understand this, that God is currently on your side. I know what it looks like. I know what it looks like. But I'm telling you, God is currently on your side. And don't let what you see, don't let what you hear, and don't, most importantly, don't let what you feel. Because it's our emotions that tend to drive us. You feel like God isn't doing. You feel like God isn't answering. You feel like God isn't speaking. But it's just a feeling. I will tell you again, his current status is on your side. Hallelujah. He then worries about what the people are going to say. And we're spending so much time trying to talk other people into what God said. Sometimes you got to take the time and stop trying to convince people of what God said and just let them see it. And you got to be careful because sometimes if you're not careful, you'll let other people talk you out of what God said. Because they don't agree. The first thing they get to tell you is something contradictory, something antagonistic to what you know you heard God say. Listen, set your face like a flint. Stay focused. Do what God told you to do. That's why Jesus said, when my mother and my father forsook me, he wasn't talking about a place of they disowned him. He meant that when those people come against what I know God told me to do, my purpose and my destiny, then the Lord will take me up. Because there's sometimes there are people who have, in a sense, neglected you or forsaken you because they don't understand what God told you. And you're going to waste too much time trying to convince people of what God said they weren't a part of. Moses said, when I come to them to say that the God of our fathers sent me, they're going to ask me, what is his name? this was amazing to me, because if you understand this, by this time the Israelites, as the Hebrews as a nation, were now a couple of hundred years old. Now hear it. I'm talking about a couple of hundred years old, and they were also practicing serving Yahweh. That's how they came into existence. And so then, in all of this practicing, in all of this praying, they still did not know who God was. Like some of us, we go to church and we do what our mothers do. We do what our fathers do. And yet still, you still don't know who he is. You don't have a personal relationship with him. That's my problem with the Texan generation. Texan can be so impersonal. You can have a whole entire conversation via text message and still not at all know this person, because I can't gauge who you are. I don't know who you are. The sound of your, wow, help me, Holy Ghost. The sound of your voice matters. And for some of us, we don't know the sound of his voice. We know the practices. We know to come to church. We know to dress up. We know to speak in tongues. We know to quicken. We know to sing. We know to clap. As you notice in church, whenever somebody say praise the Lord, first thing we do is they don't say nothing. They don't come out their mouth. People get up and say praise the Lord, saints. We say praise the Lord. When praise the Lord is a command. It's a command. Praise the Lord. Like, in other words, there should be a praise that comes out of your mouth. But because we're so used to doing certain things, yes, we give God praise through our hand clap. But what comes out of your mouth matters. I tell you, everywhere I go, let put some audible behind your hand clap. God wants to hear the sound of your voice. Because we are instruments of praise. But because we are so used to giving him this lazy praise right here, this is lazy. Because he really don't have no meaning behind it. He don't have no thrust behind it. So I say, praise the Lord, saying, you see them people, their mind be everywhere. Their heart be everywhere. They ain't really paying attention. They just doing it. With no thrust behind it at all. With no purpose behind it at all. When you praise God, you got to praise him. You should be praising him on purpose. You should be praising him on purpose. When we do things out of ritual, out of robotic ways, and we wonder why we don't get a response from God. He not inhabiting that. That's like a broke down building to God. Yes. The scripture says, clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Every time you hear the Bible, every time you read the Bible, tell you to clap your hands, there's always a command to open up your mouth right behind it. So when you hear somebody say, praise the Lord, don't just go to, but put purpose behind that. Put purpose behind that. Put purpose behind it. Let me move. Watch this. He tells Abram to leave his country. The reason why I told Abram to leave his country is because there are sometimes going to be people who are connected to you through the bloodline that ain't going to agree with where you're going. You got to be brave enough to leave the people around you to do what God said. You've got to be brave enough. Because you can't keep depending on the testimony of somebody else. And in this instance, the Israelites are going to find out who he really is. Some of you listen under the sound of my voice. In this season, you're about to find out who God really is. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's about to make himself known to you like never before. That's going to be imperative for you to find out who God really is and not depend on the testimony of somebody else and not depend on the prayer of somebody else. But God's going to show you exactly who he is and what he does. And who he means to you. If you're not too scared, I dare you to type into the comments, Lord, show me your face. show me who you are. Because the songwriter says, show me your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Watch this. Here it is. They don't know who he really is. They don't have a name for him. He's just been the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And for some of you, he's been the God of my mama, my daddy, my grandma, my big mama, Paw. But I'm praying this season that he'll be the God of you. He'll be Wendy's God. He'll be Raquel's God. He'll be Tanika's God. In this season, I need to see the hand. I need to see the face of God. Not just the hand of God. My Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I need to see the hand. I need to see the face of God. I need to know who you are. I don't want to just know the word of God. But as Apostle James Farmer in Orlando, Florida would say, I need to know the God of the word. Come on, I got to move. Here it is. It's my turn to see God move. It's my turn to know him for myself, not just depend on what somebody else told me or depend on what somebody else told me he can and will do. But I want to see God move. I want to see who God really is in my life. I want my testimony to be so specific. Thank you, Lord. I want my testimony to be so Antoine appropriate. Hallelujah. Lord, show me who you really are. Show me who you are to me. Show me who you are in my life. Not just what somebody else said and not what somebody else suggested or what somebody else told me you can be. God, I want to see you for myself. So since you have to tell them anything, he says, if you got to tell them anything, tell them I am that I am. That's how you know God had an iPhone. He said, I am that I am. He says, tell them I am that I am. In other words, I'm whatever you need whenever you need it. I am all things. Hallelujah. I'm your sun, the moon, the stars. I'm your bread when you're hungry. I'm your water when you're thirsty. I'm a bridge over troubled waters. I am a company keeper. I'm a doctor in a sick room. I'm a lawyer in a courtroom. I am a way out of nowhere. I am who I am. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tishkenu, El Elyon. I am who I am. I am he who was and is to come. Oh, my. My God gives Moses a quick history lesson. Why? Because you can't forget what he's brought you through. Don't forget who he's been to you. Don't forget who he's been to your mother and your father. Don't forget all of the things he's brought you through, all the times he's been there for you. Don't forget it. Tell somebody, don't forget who he is. He says, go get the elders. Why? Because leadership matters. Those who are before us should know God. Those who are before us should be pushing in the place where God has for us to go. You got to hook yourself. He said, now that you heard from me, hook yourself with people who has faith strong enough that they didn't have to hear what you heard to believe what you believe. I'm going to say it again. Hook yourself up with people who did not have to hear what you heard to believe what you believe. I heard Cat Williams say something very funny. He said, you know, go get you some white friends. And he said, when you call black people, when you've been arrested, he said, they'll interrogate you more than the police did. What did you do? Where was you at? Because sometimes the people who you call yourself dependent on are making you just as guilty as your accusers. You need to be around somebody when you tell them God told me, they immediately start moving and make sure it happens. I need some folk around me that when I tell them, hey, I heard the Lord say, they start researching, they start Googling, they start finding out, hey, the man of God said this, the brother said this, and I believe God with you, I believe God for you. As a matter of fact, I believe God even in spite of you. Because even when your actions switch and turn, contrary to what you said, God said, because you said, the Lord said, I believe God with you. And sometimes you need those folk around you who will believe God as strong as you do, even though they didn't hear what you heard. Get some people around you that don't mind taking the roof off of you. Who are those people? Those are the people who, when I find myself lame and unable to walk according to what I'm supposed to be doing, that they'll take the roof off of me to make sure I get to God. If you go back and read that scripture, the Bible never says they were carpenters. They were into their nature, but they wanted to make sure that their friend got close enough to Jesus. You need them kind of folk around you in this season. And when you can't get to God, they'll bombard the roof off to make sure you get to God, to make sure you get your hope. I don't need people around me that when I say I'm going to school, they tell me why, contradicting it and bringing the possibility of regret in my life. No. I don't need no harm. You get away from me with that. I need folk around me, Janelle, that when I say God said do, they already own it. They're already looking for resources. They're already helping me look for the fish's mouth. Pray so we can sacrifice in the wilderness. Bless his minister days. He says, "Go tell him you're going in the wilderness to pray." It's like to me that being in the wilderness would already be a sacrifice all in itself. But he says, "Listen, you're going to go to the wilderness to sacrifice." And some of us, we have to understand that in this season, you're going to be in a hard place, and even in being in a hard place, God is still going to ask you to sacrifice. He's still going to ask you, even in that difficult place, I still want you to sacrifice. Because what I have for you is so much greater than the sacrifice that you're going to give. So if you're willing to sacrifice in this hard place, the residual, the outcome, is going to be much greater than what you had to give. Don't be afraid to have to sacrifice in this hard place. He's asking for a sacrifice in a very uncomfortable place. And sometimes we want to sacrifice in a very simple place because the sacrifice itself should be okay. But what happens when God asks you to sacrifice in that very uncomfortable place? Can you still give him what he's asking for when the elements are uncomfortable, when the conditions are uncomfortable? I'm going to say it again. He tells him, "I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go." That was the most important part about it to me, Deja, is that you sent me there knowing he wasn't going to do what I asked him to do. So then, God, why did you send me there? Because when I'm done with this, everybody's going to know I'm on your side. Beloved, hear me this. In this season, God's going to cause everybody around you, even the people that you have not met yet, they're going to know God's on your side. Because this thing God's getting ready to bring you out, the testimony is going to be so great, it's going to echo throughout the land. Lord, I hear you. God's going to cause your testimony to echo through the land so that those who have not met yet are already going to hear what God has done for you. It is just so that he can get the glory. In one version, he said, "I hardened Pharaoh's heart. I made sure that thing wouldn't give you up." Some of you are praying, "Lord, bring me out. Lord, bring me out. Lord, change this." And God is saying, "No, I hardened that thing on purpose. I made sure that thing wouldn't let you go this easy so I can get the glory." That's why he stayed gone so long when Lazarus was sick. He said, "Master, whom thou lovest is sick." Stay there until Lazarus died. God, why would you stay there until he died? As Mary said, "Had you come here, my brother wouldn't have died." Anybody ever felt like that? Lord, if you just would have done this right here, my situation would be a whole lot different. Lord, if you had just did what I asked you to do, I'd be Gucci. But he stayed there on purpose to make sure that the situation was stinking by the time he got there. And for some of you, God hasn't delivered you yet because your situation don't stink enough. it has not reached the impossible state. And God is trying to wait until your situation reaches the impossible so that he can do the possible with the impossible. So when it seems like there is no way, he can remind you that he is the way, the truth, and the life. God is just using you for a platform to get the glory. That's why he's waiting. It's all for his glory. You just have to follow the instruction. And when you follow the instruction, you'll pull it off. When you follow the instruction, God's going to show you who he is. When you follow the instruction, God's going to show his hand and his face. In this season, I want to see his hand and I want to see his face. Somebody just type that for me. I'm going to see his hand and I'm going to see his face. This is going to be a season where I'm going to see God's hand and, oh, come on, declare that tonight. This is going to be a season where I'm going to see God's hand and I'm going to see his face. Come on, declare that. I'm going to see his hand and I'm going to see his face. Come on, type that in there. I'm going to see his hand and I'm going to see his face. Come on, declare that for yourself. Declare that for your family. I'm going to see his hand and I'm going to see his face. I'm going to see God give tailor-made miracles on my behalf. Come on, I declare tailor-made miracles on our behalf. Come on, make it happen. Come on. I need to see it. Come on. I'm going to see a tailor-made miracle in this season. I'm going to see God move in such, as Dr. Hinton would say, I'm going to see God move in specificity in my life. Come on. I want to see God move in such ways in my life in this season. It's going to be undeniable. I'm going to see God move in such undeniable miracles in my life in this season that you won't be able to shake it. Listen tonight. Do me a favor. Share this. If you desire to sow, that's there. It is show. So we don't ever solicit anything. I put that there because man of God said to me, man of God, the word that comes out of your mouth should be sold into. And so I am obedient. Not about me. It's not about money. But I give that opportunity to make sure that you are blessed because this is good ground to go into. Thank you so much, Sister Veronica, for sharing. You're always a blessing and always supportive. Listen, I'm Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low. Remember, you're going to pull this off. Blessings. God bless you tonight. While we're waiting on Sister Sylvia to chime back in, those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio tonight, I pray that you were blessed tonight. Father, we just ask that the word resonate in our hearts and our minds and our souls and our spirits, oh God, that we see fruit thereof today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and for the rest of our lives. You get the glory out of our lives, oh God, and we will give you the honor and the glory, oh God. Let no flesh glory in your sight, Father. We pray that this word resonate in all of our spirits, that we know that you have spoken to us tonight to keep moving and to keep pushing, that we accomplish that we will set out to do. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you, man of God. I'm sorry. Like I said earlier, we are in Olive Garden. Me and Cecilia, Apostle, like we're celebrating. And someone walked up to me and was speaking to me that was my son's football coach. I'm so sorry, but ain't it good when people recognize you with these masks on and it's in a good reason, a good way? Because anything could have happened if it had been some other way. Thank God for that sort of love. Thank God. Thank you all for tuning in on tonight's Blog Talk Radio, Iron Sharpening Iron. And I'm going to give the phone over to Apostle Lek, our leader, our overseer. She wants to say something for the program on tonight.
Wow. thank you so much for reminding us to not only stay focused, that we know it's such a time as this. And, man, God, you are so faithful. I just want to thank you, not just for your surrender and submission to God, but for always giving us an on-time word. I don't know about anybody else, but I don't have to say me too, but I can say that this message was for me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for obeying God. Here's Minister Sylvia. Oh, wait a minute. She's choking. So since she's choking, I'm going to, you know how the enemy is. So I'll make sure that she does not choke, but she is coughing up stuff right now. But just sharing with you that obviously the word on tonight is obviously for her too. And thank you for reminding everybody that no matter what happens, the enemy of our soul will not get any glory. So did you have any announcements for us? I know I saw a poster and some things you've been doing on Facebook. Do you have anything you want to remind the listeners about that they can listen to you on? Or basically, since we're not doing the all full-blown COVID thing, is there any place that they can come and see you at that's not virtual, or whatever announcements you have?
We're actually going to get back to doing, Apostle Leg, getting back to doing some more Facebook Live. I've been being beat up about not sharing as much. Recently started a new job, so we're getting still accustomed to that schedule, driving overnight as we get ready to hop back on the road in just a little while as well tonight. So we're going to get back to just sharing the word more, some things the Lord has shared with us. Pretty soon you'll be hearing word. We're going to do a one-night revival, and we'll be doing that virtually.
Ooh.
And so you'll hear that coming up soon in the next upcoming weeks or so. So be looking out for that. You know?
Okay, that's exciting. Well, Prophet, you did spoil us because you were, you know, always on the air, and we could always look for a word from you. So you have spoiled us. So you've created an appetite for the word, and that's the word that God has placed in your belly. So thank you. I'm looking forward to that one-night virtual revival and all the other things that God is going to use you for. Before you close us out in prayer, and I think you probably already prayed, correct?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay, good. So we won't have you close us out in prayer a second time. You know how you all do the third and fourth closings, but we won't have a second prayer. So I just want to remind everybody, don't forget that you have the awesome privilege of listening to Pastor, Prophet, Minstrel, and even I've even heard people calling him Apostle, so I'm waiting for that service of elevation. Antoine Thomas on every other Friday, which is tonight is his Friday, and then the other Fridays is Minister Sylvia, and you can hear them on Let's Talk on Friday nights, and that's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then you can also listen to Sunday mornings, myself, Cecilia. I'll be on the service at 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And that's in the morning. That's in the a.m. time. And then on Monday nights, we have the awesome privilege of listening to Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia. She is always the host of that service. That's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so I believe this week is the third Monday, so that should be Minister Margo. Okay, thank you, sir. And and then from that service, that's, like I said, Minister Margo, so please join in. And I thank each and every one of you all for joining in and supporting our service on tonight. And I ask you to keep all of our speakers in your prayers, but especially the man of God on tonight. Like you said, he's just starting some new adventures in his life, and I know God's going to bless him going in and coming out immensely. So keep him in your God-given prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, please. And also, lastly but not least, don't forget to call in Blog Talk and also on the Facebook. Go back in those archives and listen to the man of God, because there were lots of nuggets tonight, and I don't want you all to miss out on any of them. So until Sunday at 9:30 a.m. for Let's Talk, we'll see you. Bye-bye.